Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Patricia Duncan, a mother of seven, went missing from Buckie, Scotland, a coastal town, sometime on November 16, 2002. It's reported she walked out of her home into the cold and rain with her cigarettes and brown sheepskin jacket. It's believed she was also wearing black pants and black shoes. Patricia is approximately 5'4 in height, with a slim build and fair complexion. Her family says she had no reason to leave the house or her town, and her missing is incredibly out of character. Despite a police investigation, including cadaver dogs and an underwater search team, there has been no evidence found about what may have happened to Patricia. If you have any information about what may have happened to Patricia, please get in touch with Scotland Police on 101 or via their website. If you prefer to remain anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers at 0800-555-111 or use their online reporting system. Alternatively, you can phone or text the Missing People 24/7 helpline at 116-000 or email 116-000@missingpeople.org.uk, and you can quote reference 03-00100. I'll put this information in the description as well. For more information about Patricia's disappearance and for regular updates, you can visit the Facebook page Missing Person Patricia Duncan, which I've also linked in the description. For more context surrounding Patricia's disappearance, I spoke to one of her daughters, Javon. I wanted to start, asking about your mom and what her personality is like and kind of the physical characteristics the public should know about. I guess really what I'm asking is, you know, how would you describe your mother and what should the public know about her if they're looking out for her?
Well, she was shy. She was very, very shy. But she was friendly, really friendly. If somebody spoke to her, she would speak to them right away. And she was really funny. And she just lived basically for our family. She would do everything to help our family. Other than characteristics, she didn't have any, tattoos or scars, but she was quite small. She was 5'2" or 5'3", I think it was. Very, very slim built, and she had grey hair that she sometimes dyed a blonde colour. But like I say, she lived for her family. She spent a lot of time with the family. Doing things in her spare time. Obviously, she didn't work, but she also liked doing. She was part of a theatre group, And she did shows like at Christmas pantomimes and things. And she just she loved doing that. I think it was because it was entertaining the public.
Yeah, that's great. No, that's a great answer.
I'm shy like my mom.
No, that's okay.
But out of all the children, I'm the one that they always say, "Will you do the interviews and things and that?" And and I'm the emotional one out of the whole lot of us as well.
How many?
So I'm the one that cries the most when I'm doing things and speaking about her.
No, that's okay. And how many siblings do you have?
I have three sisters, and I did have three brothers. There were seven of us all together, but one of our brothers died a couple of years ago.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
Which I'm not sure if my mom knows about. Wherever she is, hopefully she maybe has heard that one of our children have died.
Yeah, that's really sad. I'm sorry to hear that. When I was reading about your mother's disappearance, I got the impression you had a really big family, just based on, mm-hmm. you know, some of the information out there. What was life, I guess, for your family and for your mother prior to her going missing? Was it, you know, was it stressful? Was there a lot going on?
It was busy. Obviously, when my mum went missing, my brothers and that didn't stay at home, and me and one of my other sisters didn't stay at home either. But we were always down, and Fiona, that's my sister that's just younger than me, we had our own house. We both had one child at that time each, and Mum used to look after our children when we worked. But just before she'd went missing, life was just normal. She looked after the children. I would go down and visit when I wasn't working. I would be there. On the night that she actually went missing, my youngest sister, Sarah, she was coming to stay at mine for the night. And my sister, Fiona, her daughter was only four at the time. She went down to my mother's and father's to stay for the night. And she put her daughter to bed. And Fiona and my older sister, Louise, and my mum and dad all watched a film together. And after that film had finished, Louise and Fiona went to bed. And my mum and dad stayed up to watch another film. It must have been about 11:30, 12 o'clock at night they went to their bed. And that, so it was just a normal Friday night for them. Spending time with the family. Nothing out of the ordinary. As for stressful times and that, there was nothing that we could think of. As I say, there was no depression or anything like that that we knew of. And as far as I know, the police have spoken to the doctors and things, and there was no signs of that from the doctors, as far as we could take it from what the police had said.
Before we get into the circumstances surrounding your mother's disappearance and what you know about, you know, the day that she went missing, can you tell me about the town that she was living in? I think it's called, it's in Banffshire, but it's called Bucky, right?
Yeah, Bucky. Yeah, it's a small fishing town in the northeast of Scotland. So it's about an hour and a half away from Aberdeen, an hour and a half. The other side is Inverness. Obviously, it's on the coast, with it being the fishing town and that, but we have got a lot of countryside around us and not in a lot of small, like, little villages and other towns round about. So some of them are just like a 15-minute drive to get to the next town and things, but a lot of countryside, rolling hills and some mountains and things.
Did you grow up there? Was it like, is it home for you?
We moved here to Bucky when I was seven. Before that, we stayed in Mintlaw, which is, I think it's about an hour and 15 minutes away from Bucky. And before I was born, my mum and dad and my older sister and my brothers, they stayed in Fife, which is a bit further.
So your mother, as far as I know this, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but she goes missing November 15th, 2002 in Bucky.
It was November the 6th. The police put it down as the 15th. That was the last day that anybody actually saw her. We always says that it was the 16th that she went missing, Saturday the 16th
okay.
of November.
Right. So you were kind of alluding earlier.
But the police have and missing people put it down as the 15th for some reason. But it was the 16th that we noticed that she was gone and that my dad went to the police.
So that's Saturday the 16th. What
Saturday the 16th.
What so when I read, and again, you know, this is just what I've read on the Facebook page and on the poster and some research, but it sounds like what you think happened is at some point during the night or early morning, your mother left the house, and do you know what she was doing, where she was going, like what happened? No. Like what do you know for sure?
On that morning, my dad got up about half seven, and mum wasn't there. And when he came downstairs, mum wasn't in bed. And when he came downstairs, my older sister Louise was there, and he'd asked Louise where mum was, and Louise goes, "Is she not in bed?" And dad said no. So it was a bit worrying because it was terrible weather. It was a storm, really, torrential rain and wind. But at that point, we did have quite a lot of animals in the garden. We had chickens, ducks, a pig. So dad thought maybe she'd went to feed them and had maybe slipped or something. So he went out and had a look, and there was no sign. And what we know is she left with a sheepskin jacket and her cigarettes and lighter, and that was it. And that's all we know. There was no indication that she was going to leave. There was no sign of anybody breaking in and doing something to her or anything. To this day, it's still a mystery.
Was it like her to go outside at night to have a cigarette, like, or did she smoke in the house?
No,
like,
I'm she smoked in the house.
Okay, that's what I was wondering.
And for her just to disappear, it was very, very out of character. She always told somebody if she was going someplace. And if there was none of us were there, she would leave a note if she knew that one of us was going to be coming back before she would be home to let us know where she was. Like if she'd nipped to the shop or something, she would just leave a note saying, "Nip to the shop, be back in half an hour or something." So it was very, very out of character for her just to go and not let anybody know or leave a note or anything. And that's why it was such a worry when Dad got up in the morning and there was no sign of her. So he got into the car and he drove about and had a look around the town to see if he could see her. And then he went back home and she still wasn't home. That's when he decided that he would go up to the police and see what they could do. And they were a bit concerned because it was so out of character and nothing like this had ever, she'd never ever went missing before or did things. And because the fact that she used to tell somebody or leave a note to let us know, and she hadn't this time, they were a bit concerned.
So your father goes to the police and reports her missing. The police are concerned. Did they, mm-hmm. you know, is it, I'm assuming it's not common for people to go missing in Bucky. Like it must have been baffling for everyone, including the police.
When my mom went missing, we had never ever heard of anybody going missing in this area. And I think my mom's case was maybe one of the first cases that the police had maybe done because they did their job, but it wasn't the greatest of jobs that they did at that time. They did do a door to door at one point, and they actually tapped on the family door, and it was my older sister that answered, and they says, "Have you seen this woman?" And my sister says, are you being serious? And that, the amount of knowing that that was my mother's house, because the police cars were parked outside it and everything.
And this isn't like a massive town. Like, it's pretty, it would be pretty quick to canvass it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Did they, do you know if they, did they bring in any outside help, like detectives from somewhere else?
I think they did take in detectives, and there was that many people that were coming and going from the house and things like that. I know that they took in a dog, but it wasn't a sniffer dog, it was a cadaver dog looking for a body. They says that a sniffer dog wouldn't pick up any scent because of the weather, because it was such a stormy day. Which later I found out was not true. A sniffer dog will pick up a scent. It doesn't matter what kind of weather it is. They also, I think it was a few months later, they got a dive machine. I can't remember what they're called, underwater dive thing, to check the harbour. Also, we would... every so often, I would go over to the Coast Guards, and I would just ask them if there's any chance there was some caves and that we couldn't get to off the shore, and that and they did say that when they were doing their training, that they would have a look in that caves and things, but there was nothing there.
Was your, like, obviously living on a coastal town, was your mother drawn to the ocean? Like, would she walk down along there? Do you think that's, you know, where she ended up? No?
No. My mom was scared of water. She didn't like going into the sea. She, when my son was just in nursery, my son was 5 when my mother went missing. When he was in nursery, I was working and they were going to the swimming pool, and she was absolutely terrified. She had to go into the water with them, and she was terrified. So that's a thing that we have never, ever entertained, that she's went near the sea and that. She did go to the beach and things, but she wouldn't, not on a day like that, she wouldn't. And she never went to the beach by herself.
And you said there was no family issues. Like, she wasn't, you know, as far as you know, she wasn't battling with any mental health issues or anything like that. Like, it just seemed completely out of character.
No, it just so out of character. There was no, she didn't have no mental health issues, no depression or anything.
It's been 20 years now, more than 20 years since your mother's gone missing. You have a really large family, like you said. Like, what kind of impact has her disappearance had on you and your siblings and the family?
It's had a really, really big impact on us, because Mum was the one that we would go to for advice, especially the girls, and she wasn't there. There's lots of things that she's missed. She's missed grandchildren being born, great-grandchildren being born. One of our daughters has gotten married, which I know... That's my sister Fiona. I know Fiona would have just loved to have my mum there, could help her organise the wedding and things. And it gets harder every day. Everybody says it'll get easier, but the longer it is, it gets harder. Sorry.
No, you don't have to be sorry at all. I can't imagine how difficult that is. Do you, I mean, I know it would be painful probably to discuss, but amongst your siblings and your family, like, do you all discuss what could have happened to her? I mean, you must have to ruminate about, like, why did she go missing? Where did she go? Like, what do you think happened to her?
We have discussed it, but we can't come up with any reason for why it's happened. And that is just like she was there 1 minute and she's completely evaporated for no reason. We've tried, we've racked her brains. We still do to this day rack our brains to what could have happened that day, what could have been going through her head. And we still come up with nothing. And that's why we try and do as much publicity things to keep, because obviously it's 21 years on. We do the publicity to try and keep it in the limelight so that people don't forget.
Do you know, is there any communication with the police still? Like, are they actively investigating this case?
I just spoke to a reporter a couple of weeks ago, and she had a meeting with the missing people unit, head of missing people unit in Scotland. And I had said, because she'd asked me a few things, and I had said to her that, the same as I say to you, that I've not heard from the police for a long time. I can't remember which year it was. I actually phoned the police to try and get them to investigate. There was a comment had been put on to one of the anniversary posts that missing people had put on. And that was the only time that I have heard from them. She says that when she spoke to them, that they... No, this is what she's saying. I don't know the exact words, that they don't want to put the families through all the hurt and that again by coming to them and saying there's still no news. But I have said to her that if she speaks to them again, and if she speaks to other families that have got missing people, that they probably would be like us and would want the police to contact us, even if it's just once a year, just to say, look, there's no new news and that, but we are still got your mother's case open and that, but to have no contact at all is really hard. It just makes you think that my mum's case is completely forgotten about and that... My dad, we had to go to court to get a thingy for my mum's death, but it was to do with my dad's financials. I can't remember the word that it was called. Presumption of death, something along that lines. But it's so that spouses can... sort out all their financials and things like that. But there's a new thing has came out now that it's easier for families to do. They can put things in place for like guardianship kind of things or something like that. Because obviously, like if you've got like a mortgage or a house or things like that, and it's in both names, if somebody is missing and the other partner dies and that person doesn't come back, the family can't touch nothing. And the rest of the family can't touch anything and that.
Have you had any tips or leads or theories come in through social media or anything like that? Like anything that maybe gives any insight into that someone knows something?
We've had, when Mom first went missing, we had quite a lot of sightings. There was one, we got the reported sighting in Malta. My dad booked tickets for him and my sister Fiona to fly out and to look into it. I think Interpol was involved because obviously it wasn't in Britain. turned out that it wasn't my mum. It was a honeymoon couple that was out, and they had thought that it was mother. Every sighting that comes that came in, we haven't had so much now, but every sighting that came in, one of the family went. If dad couldn't go, one of the brothers or sisters went to that sighting place and put up posters. We'd always go to the police in that area to make sure that it was okay for us to put up posters. Here, we'd say that they had spoken to the police in the area of the sighting, and when we would go to the police in that area that the sighting was in, we find out that the police up here hadn't contacted them at all.
Those listening to this right now, and those who, you know, I'll obviously put all the social media and stuff in the description, and I'll plug it at the beginning of the podcast so people can check out more information about this case. But what can the public do to help you and your family try and find your mom? Like, what do you need from them?
Just if they think they've see somebody that looks like her, just contact the police or missing people. If they do know her, contact missing people or the police. If she doesn't want to come home, that's fine. As long as we know that she is okay and she's fine, we are happy. And that we would love her to come home, but if she doesn't want to, that's fine. And that, but just to contact the police or missing people to say, look, can you let my family know that I'm okay? And just for the public to keep a lookout. If they go onto the websites, Missing People, or the Missing People Patricia Duncan website on Facebook, there's pictures on there of my mother.
Again, if you have any information about what may have happened to Patricia, please get in touch with Scotland Police on 101 or via their website. If you prefer to remain anonymous, you can call Crime Stoppers on 0800-555-111, or you can use their online reporting service. Alternatively, you can phone or text the Missing People 24/7 helpline at 116-000. You can also email them at 116-000@missingpeople.org.uk, quoting reference number 03-000100. I've linked to this in the description. For more information and regular updates about Patricia's disappearance, you can also visit the Facebook page Missing Person Patricia Duncan, which I've also linked. If you enjoyed this episode and want to show appreciation, you can buy me a coffee at the link in the description. If you want to support the podcast on a monthly basis, you can head to the Patreon. For $5 a month, you get ad and sponsor-free episodes, exclusive content, and early access to all new episodes of the podcast. If you don't want to spend any money, you can support the podcast by leaving me a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen. You can also find the Missing and Unexplained podcast on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook. Thanks for listening to the Missing and Unexplained podcast.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.